For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Let's talk a little about the danger of drug legalization. Legalization, not regulation. Regulation is what we have now. The government regulates who gets what drug and how much. Drug legalization advocates want legalization or deregulation of all drugs, and that's dangerous. On Wednesday, September 14th, 2005, a BBC article headlined, "Northern Ireland Teenagers Regular Drug Users," detailed a study conducted at Queen's University in Belfast that said nearly half of all pupils had taken drugs by the time they'd reached 15. The Queen's University study also found that 15-year-old drug users were more likely to be involved in, quote, "trouble at school and in delinquent behavior." What a surprise. The director of the Institute of Child Care Research called drug use a major social problem for Northern Ireland. Look, Northern Ireland's drug problem is out of control because their drug policy is too lax. What do you think would happen if we legalized drugs altogether? What do you think would happen? This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Among the victims of Hurricane Katrina were some 1,300 patients in methadone maintenance programs. These people and others who had been in alcohol and drug treatment in New Orleans are now flooding treatment programs in other parts of Louisiana and in neighboring states. Sadly, Louisiana had a long history of underfunding drug treatment. According to a report in the Chicago Tribune, Louisiana had as many as 1,800 people on waiting lists on any given day. In a state of 4 million people, Louisiana had only 32 detox beds, of which 20 were lost to Katrina. And these are only the people whose problems with alcohol and other drugs had driven them to seek treatment. Now, on top of problems with drug use, they've all endured horrendous trauma. The federal government is releasing hundreds of thousands of dollars to states throughout the region to help deal with the problem, yet it's not going to be enough. Treatment does work. The system for dealing with drug users and alcoholics is the problem, and it was broken well before Katrina arrived. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
It's time to identify this jurisdiction by its drug laws. This nation has laws against the sales of marijuana seeds, yet they've never incarcerated anyone for having done so. But they are acting in collusion with the United States Drug Enforcement Administration to send Mr. Mark Emery to prison for life, perhaps soon to be the 51st of the United States, Canada. Please visit our website, drugtruth.net. We have a full interview there with Mr. Mark Emery, the purveyor of marijuana seeds, and one of the world's most wanted criminals, according to the DEA. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.